You're listening to Comedy Central.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Please welcome Alexis McGill Johnson. Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a time to have you on. Everybody in the country has been shell-shocked by what is not an official decision, but unfortunately looks like a looming one nonetheless. As the president of Planned Parenthood, I know many people are turning to you to say, what does this mean? What does it actually mean on the ground?
Right. So right now, it is still a draft opinion. On the ground, abortion is still legal. And I think that's really important because there are people waking up every day who are going to health centers to get access to care. And there are already enough restrictions out there. So we have to remember that this is a moment where the final decision isn't in. What we saw on the ground as well yesterday was an intense set of demonstrations of the rage that people have been experiencing over and over again and the frustration with seeing their rights being chipped away.
When you look at that, and you look at that fight, do you ever think that we could do a better job of maintaining a consistency in these fights for people's liberties as opposed to having it be an on-off switch? Because, you know, I know people have made record donations. I know there are people out protesting, etc. But if you look at conservatives on their side, it seems like they've been slowly chipping away. They slowly chip away. They plan way in advance. They think of which judges to get into which positions. And now it looks like they're going to reap the fruits of their, you know, of their labor. I'd love to know what you think, like, people who believe that women should have the right to choose what they do with their own bodies, what they should be doing constantly as opposed to intermittently.
Well, I think you're absolutely right to locate it like in what the long game is, right? That the opposition has spent 50 years fighting this, but the last 12 years in particular, weaponizing, gerrymandering in states, focusing on justices all the way up to the Supreme Court. And at every turn, they have tried to essentially take more power in order to take more rights away. Mm-hmm. And it is not just access to abortion that they're coming for, right? We've heard them openly talk about access to contraception, marriage equality, interracial marriage, all the things of how we identify ourselves and our bodies is exactly what the long game and the strategy is. So our long game has to be just as relentless, right? It has to be just as strategic. It is not just about being in the streets. It is about capturing that rage and turning it into the midterms, you know, 2022.
Right.
We've got to make sure that we're turning people out. And we also have to think about, you know, the fact that they have kicked us out of the Constitution, right? If Roe v. Wade is overturned, they are essentially saying, you are not equal. You cannot control your body. And so if anybody kicks you out of the Constitution, you got to think about how you're going to get yourself back in there.
When you think about this fight, I think a lot of the time people think about what they can do to stop the other side or what they can do to fight back at what's happening. I think there's one thing that I found really interesting in particular between how many conservatives or Republicans think and then how many Democrats or liberals think, and that is Republicans hold their own accountable. in an interesting way. Mm-hmm. You know, so they go, either you're doing this or you're out of the party. And we've seen Trump do that, you know, without fail. Is this something that people could be doing to put pressure on the Democrats to say, hey, when we have voted you in, we need you to solidify what we voted you in to do?
Yes, absolutely. Look, there is a bill right now called the Women's Health Protection Act. Leader Schumer has will take it up next week again with the Senate to vote on. And what the Women's Health Protection Act does is it codifies Roe. It's the federal legislation that protects this right into law. And, you know, getting people on record, right? We don't have, unfortunately, we need to reform the filibuster in order to get it passed. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we are going to be able to get people on record, hold them to account, to your point. And that's our message, right? The reason you can't have what you want, even though we have 80% of people believe that Roe should be the law of the land, the reason you can't have the things that you want is because, you know, essentially these states have, you know, you have got a vocal minority of people who control the levers of power. Right. And the only way to change that is through direct democracy. So we got to fight to get ourselves back into democracy. And we also have to fight to get ourselves back in the Constitution. And this legislation can help us do that.
Let's talk about this legislation for a moment. You know, I always get frustrated and confused by why legislation in America has so many things added in. It's like a bundle. You know, because even this Women's Health Protection Act, you know, I love the idea of codifying Roe v. Wade. You go like, let's get women their rights. But then it adds in a few other things that people can use as an excuse to fight against. You know, like it affects like waiting rooms. And correct me anywhere I'm wrong. It's like it affects doctors in this way and affects a little thing on this side and a little thing on that side. Do you sometimes not worry that when you create you know, a law, when you help lawmakers to try and think of these things, it gives people an out where they can say, oh, I didn't vote for that because of this, not because I want women to have a choice, but I didn't like what it did to doctors or their waiting rooms or all these other ancillary issues that are going to affect people.
Yeah. So here's the state of play right now, right? We have Roe is the law of the land, okay, technically, until the full decision comes down. And even with Roe being the law of the land, even with it being enshrined in the Constitution, states have put restrictions in over and over again, right? We've got a 6-week ban in Texas, yes, that comes with the bounty, yes, hunter provision. We've got a 15-week ban in Florida and Arizona. We've had laws about, you know, whether or not someone will need to see the same doctor within a 72-hour period. Mm-hmm. The laws are all about shaming people. They're about shaming providers. They're about shaming the patients, about the decisions that they want to make about their own bodies. Mm-hmm. What the Women's Health Protection Act does is actually says all of these laws that are getting in the way of people being able to access the right, their right, federal right, right, is those are laws that would be banned. And that's what's important, right? The fact that even though we have the right now, access itself is so limited. Mm. And so that's why we're seeing the outrage right now, because it has been not only this chipping away of rights, but also chipping away of access. Roe was just, you know, the floor, right? As my reproductive justice colleagues would say.
Wow. You know. When you look at branding, you know, there's no denying that any political messaging, any messaging that's trying to mobilize society has to think about how it's branded. When you look at how people approve of, or what, you know, the polling suggests about people's support of abortion throughout the United States, I have noticed an interesting trend, and that is it dramatically changes depending on how the question is asked.
Correct.
And it changes depending on where you say the abortion happens or how. So I think, you know, the overwhelming majority of people will say they are pro a woman having the right to choose, but in the first trimester. And then second trimester, it almost becomes even, maybe flips the other way. And then, you know, third trimester, it completely flips. Do you ever worry that maybe Planned Parenthood and organizations like yours that are fighting for women's rights to choose, do you ever worry that you may be losing the entire war because you're not willing to concede on some of the battles? Or do you feel like you have to go for all of them at once, even if you risk losing everything?
You know, look, Trevor, no two pregnancies end in the same way, right? I mean, it is the reality that people will make decisions about their pregnancies, whether or not to continue them or to terminate them, based on the circumstances in their own lives. And right, that is the thing that we really need to understand here. You know, parsing out weeks in gestation, that is what the opposition has done. They tried to create these wedges around understanding. What most people want is to not have a politician in their decision, right? As a, you know, right? You don't want them in your exam room. You don't want them in the conversation with you and your doctor. You don't want them in the conversation with you and your partner, with your pastor. And at the end of the day, like, that to me is the most important, you know, message that, mm-hmm, we need to be sending to people. The reason why it also needs to be a private decision is because it's only your business. And so, yeah, right? Yeah.
Where to from here?
So again, we are will be standing with the Senate next week when they take up this vote to support all of those folks who support access to abortion codifying Roe. We will be channeling all of the rage through 2022, and then, like I said, you know, we have a long game that we need to play around what it really means to have, you know, this federal protection enshrined in the Constitution. And I think that's really important because I think a lot about the fact that, you know, what it means to be a leader at the time, you know, at the end of Roe, as a leader of a reproductive rights organization. Mm. And I think the question we have to ask ourselves now is, who are we going to be when we are no longer defending Roe? How are we going to reimagine and create an affirmative vision, right, without stigma, the kind of provision that everyone should be able to have, the kind of health care they need to have in their own state, not getting in a car, driving 1,000 miles, putting your kids in the car, and just to get, you know, access to basic health care. You deserve it in the state that you live, regardless of your race, your class, your ability to pay. All of those things are really important, and that's what Planned Parenthood stands for. That's what all the leaders in the movement stand for, and we'll be offering that affirmative vision as well.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Appreciate your time. To find a Bans Off Our Bodies rally near you on May 14th, go to bansoff.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.